The law seems simple. After March 1, grocery stores, clothing shops, big box retailers, and others in the state will no longer offer single-use plastic bags to shoppers. Some may offer paper bags or boxes. Others will require customers to bring their own reusable bags or buy them there. But both representatives of the plastic bag industry and environmentalists say there are some logistical issues that need to be resolved. Even though they are on opposite sides of the argument, they both agree that the new proposed regulations, quietly released by the State Department of Environmental Conservation over the Thanksgiving holiday, are flawed and may overstep the intent of the original legislation. Matt Seeholm is with the American Progressive Bag Alliance. It represents the U.S. plastic bag manufacturing and recycling industry. He says the new regulations would have unintended consequences.
And are really heading down a road that will cause significant market disruption in the state of New York.
Seeholm says the way DEC has defined reusable bags might complicate the sale of what's known as woven and unwoven polypropylene bags. They are also made of plastic and are commonly sold as reusable bags in grocery and other retail stores. Seeholm says if they are allowed under the rules, retailers will need to import an estimated 1 billion bags, which are manufactured in Asia, once the ban takes effect. And he says the paper industry is not currently equipped to supply enough bags if stores decide instead to give out paper bags.
They're talking about how they don't have the capacity, nor does anybody in the paper industry, to manufacture the necessary paper bags that will have to be used in New York to take over for plastic.
Seeholm says the makers of single-use bags believe that their bags are actually better for the environment than reusable plastic and paper bags. He says 78% get reused and 10 to 12% are recycled. But he says he understands why the single-use bags have come to symbolize the overuse of plastics in our society.
When they end up blowing in a tree, they sit there for a while and they get seen. We get it. They're incredibly visible. Part of the benefit of being incredibly lightweight and not using a lot of material is also a detriment because the wind can catch it.
Liz Moran, Environmental Policy Director for the New York Public Interest Research Group, disagrees with that assessment. She believes banning single-use plastic bags will be a significant step toward cutting down plastics in the environment. And Moran says reusable bags, even though they are also made of plastic, have less impact. But she thinks the proposed state regulations are misguided.
These regulations could really muddy the water.
Moran says the DEC defines single-use plastic bags as ones that are made out of what's known as film plastic and are less than 10 millimeters thick. She says that number is arbitrary, and she worries that it could create a loophole for thicker types of plastic bags to be sold. While the plastics industry currently manufactures single-use plastic bags that are around 4 millimeters thick, they might in the future, she says, decide to make the heftier bags to sell to stores for single use.
We really don't think there should be a thickness provision at all. We think that a thicker plastic bag is just as likely to be used the exact same way as a thinner single-use bag by consumers and end up causing the exact same problems.
DEC Commissioner Basil Segos, in a statement, defended the proposed rules, and he took a shot at the critics. Those who attacked the state's practical solution without offering up alternatives or recognizing the environmental cost of failing to do so fall short of the mark, Segos said. The commissioner encouraged those who disagree to make their views known as part of a public comment period, which ends February 3rd. There will be a public hearing on January 27th in Albany. Segos says the DEC will make any changes necessary based on the comments that they receive. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.